And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Audio only right now. We'll get that straightened out. And, of course, 1090 a.m. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Todd, Rick Maxa. John Ireland is back for a revisit of Rancho Leonero here, going down memory lane today here on Let's Talk Hookup. So, good times.
Sure having a fun time doing it, man. There's been a lot of great stories already. We've got another full hour coming your way. If you want to join us in the second hour, man, we want to hear from you. Keep those phone calls coming. Number 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup on the phones, or you can send us a text. Texting the show, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. All you have to do is open up the app. One of the first tabs you'll see is text the show. Type in your question. Make sure you include your name and phone number so we can get you that big prize if you win at the end of the show today, and away your text will go, and hopefully it'll get read on the air and be in the running, because we have such a killer prize at the end of today's show, and that is a $300 gift certificate to CostaSunglasses.com. $300 any way you want to spend it on Costa's website is coming to you. I'm a huge fan of that Spiro XL. I like the silver mirror gray lens. That's my shade for sure.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I'm becoming a big fan of that Tuna Alley Pro.
Tuna Alley is nice.
That's a nice pair of shades.
Nice pair of shades. And green mirror is my deal.
That's you. Yeah
man, it works in all situations.
It does. Every condition. Yeah. Whether you're fishing or driving or just low light, I love them. Yeah,
but
that's a good pair of shades.
I'm with you on the gray color for driving, though.
Yeah.
It just works.
What I like. For me, I wear them all the time. I'm a gray silver mirror guy. But my next pair will be that new gold lens. Yeah. I like it a lot. It's a rose
gold
base.
Gold is nice.
It lightens things up. Like, what I don't have, what I'm missing, is like a really good low light condition. And I think that'll be my next pair. Anyways, you got whoever wins the certificate, that's going to be your problem, because you got your next pair of shades coming your way. And in addition to that $300 gift certificate, you're also going to get a brand new 2025 Bill Varney Sport Fishing Calendar. So congratulations to that. A great prize. And, hey, as promised, we're going to continue with our catch report. We have the surf guru extraordinaire, Gundy Gunderson, is standing by. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing, John?
Gundy. Good morning, Gundy. Buenos dias.
Great to hear that smooth, sultry voice that just beckons you down to the calm waters of Baja.
Nothing like it.
Thanks, Gundy.
No one does it better. Hey, we got kind of an interesting situation here. You know, it's November, it's late, but the water temperature's cool, but still, we had a full moon, strong tides, and some pretty darn good catches. You know, there's not a lot of coverage, not a lot of guys fishing, but the guys who are putting in the time are finding fish. Like I said, fair weather, strong full moon, cold water species dominate, like barred perch, sargo, sheephead, sculpin, halibut, striped bass. A few warm water species this week. I had one corvina reported, several spot fin catches, yellowfin. The tide was the key, juvenile barracuda, short sea bass, that sort of deal. The top catches this week were halibut, some 30-inch, I think 35-inch was the bigger fish, and the guys are concentrating at the harbor mouth. That seems to be on the good tide swings, and it's a live bait bite. The smelt seems to be working best. Some lures, but in cooler water, the bait's working. We also had a 20-pound class striped bass. It can be hit and miss, but like you said, if you eliminate water and you find that right water, there's some catches. Hook, line, sink reported good barred perch action on the western beaches. Gaviota, Goleta, El Capitan, 5 to 8-inch fish, not real big. A couple of 30-inch halibut they had up there off Summerland. And then a 5-pound and an 8-pound striped bass off the Ventura River mouth and We've talked about that spot quite a bit. Wiley's reported decent mixed bag fishing off the reef beaches. Sheephead, sargo, croaker, perch, taking squid and shrimp. A big fish in Seal Beach reported a 20-pound class striped bass taken off the Seal Beach pier. I believe it came on a cut anchovy, but that's a dandy, and it's just ideal conditions for those. A few halibut at the harbor mouth for those guys, too. Catch and Tackle reported several striped bass catches off river jetties. Hogan's reported a couple stripers off Doheny. These are all river mouths, you know, harbor mouths. Those are the places you want to concentrate on. Beach fishing, small barred perch. Pacific Coast reported mostly small perch. Better halibut fishing in the lagoons, a live bait bite. And then my buddy down in Rosarito had a 10 and a 12-pound striped bass there with a 25-pound sea bass, all taken off the beach. He sent me a photo, and the thing I can identify is a big rip in the background. So what a rip is when you have the waters come onto the beach in the mostly in a higher tide, and they wash up, and then there's a section where water drains off the beach. So it gives you like a current line, and a lot of times you see the birds picking in there, and it looked to me that that's what those guys were concentrating on. Another one of my buddies this week took the perch rod and then took the long rod with 20-pound test on it and made a couple live perch and landed about a 12, 13-pound striped bass on a live barred perch. So if you want to get a striped bass, I think now's the time.
Yeah, Gundy. That's Gundy, you're very technical.
I like fall season reports the best, man. I love it when the fish report is light, and then we get the Gundy info, man. I dig it. It's awesome.
I'm telling you, the surf is just dynamic. It produces all year long in one form or another.
Yeah,
an awesome report as always. Appreciate that very much, amigo. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Always a pleasure. Great to hear you, John. Take care.
You, Gundy. You too, buddy.
Thanks, Gundy. You have a great text, huh?
I do, yeah.
It's funny, I got to tell a story because we try and read as many texts as we can, and Rick and I both have the same text up, this one right here.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Like, yeah. And you know, we try to hit them from different angles.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate the text has become very popular.
There's a lot going on here in the world headquarters during the show. The
camera was down this morning.
Now we have the camera
crazy.
Back. Yeah. Good. We had to reboot. Everything's good. We're back up. So on the camera, but we didn't lose audio, which is good.
You could imagine how many texts comes through when it's John Ireland. You know, it's everybody's favorite. We all love the voice. We all love going to the ranch. The texts have been amazingly pouring in today. But yeah, we both we're going to read the same one, and I'll do the honors. It says, good morning, Pete and Rick and John. I just wanted to say that I'm so happy to hear John that you're doing well. I'm really sad for the East Cape. I'd also like to put my name down for a copy of your book. Last week, the guys had an insurance detective on, and he's self-published, and in all capitals, your story is absolutely awesome. Thanks for all the great years on the radio. That's from Gabe Carson, calling us from Nevada.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's cool. By the way, he sold a bunch of books the other day.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so really? Thanks for all our listeners that supported that.
Yeah, you know, this book, we're working on it. It's interesting because I never would have done it myself. And I'm lucky enough to have, I've met a lot of really, really interesting people through the hotel, a lot of great friends. And Jay Gosh Eichhardt is head of European Studies for Harvard. And he's been coming down to the ranch for 25 years and a real good friend. We'd sit at the bar and relate stories. And all I, you know, this book, all I'm doing is relating things that really happen. I'm not making anything up. You can't make this stuff up.
That's the best part.
My imagination is not as good as
some. Interviewed a lot of people, including me, and all kinds of people that have been associated with John's past and present and future.
Right. It's been 2.5 years.
So when are we going to see the book?
Jennifer and I were just out there about a month and a half ago, and I did the tour of the campus and all that, quite the place. But we're working on it. It's going to be soon. It's not something I can push on. These guys are
Harvard professor.
George Soroka is the professor at Harvard that's actually writing the book himself. And so, yeah, they're working on it. And I can't, you know, they're doing it all for me. I haven't paid anybody a penny for anything, so I can't push on it.
That's cool.
That's really cool. I had no idea.
Getting it done, and they're optimistic that that it's going to be pretty popular. We'll see. But it is an interesting story. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah.
Doing business down there for 40 years, you can't believe the things that
happen. I can believe it. No, in Mexico, anything can happen, amigo.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'm lucky I'm sitting here with my shirt on my back.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. Hey, Steve from Dana Landing has a big event coming up. I can't believe it's 2 weeks from yesterday, the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And tell us about it, Steve.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, Ricky had touched on it yesterday. It's actually the day after Thanksgiving. It's on Saturday the 30th.
Yeah.
It's actually our 25th annual San Diego Halibut Classic. So for 25 years, there's been a halibut tournament there. And we're doing pretty much the exact same thing. It's a super fun tournament, kind of mellow, but it's $40 to get in. Jackpot's all the way up to $100. I mean, I think last year, might have been the year before, the first place team won like $5,600 or something. So it adds up. You can definitely win a little bit of money, but super chill. Have a plenty good time. You know, we have a pulled pork, meal when we're doing the weigh-in and everything, and super easy. If you go to, just go to our website, danalanding.com, up at the top. Click on the link there, and you can just sign up. So, and
very top of the
website. We got limited to 40 teams.
It's limited to 40 teams. Very top of the website, danalanding.com, very top. You just click on that, and it has all the explanations where you can just sign up online, right?
Yep. Any questions, just call us. Yep. Easy.
You said it best, Steve. Yes, there is. I mean, $5,600, some very real money. But and yes, there's money to be won. It's so much more about a really good time and a great tournament and a lot of fun. It's very well run. It's an easy day of fishing. Oddly, the weather is traditionally very, very good. You know, you so often get those nice flat killer, fall days that we like. And it's a great time for halibut fishing and a lot of fun in the after part of it. It's just a really cool tournament. And if you're, if you've got a small boat and you haven't done a big fishing tournament, by no means you need to be an expert to go, drift some baits on the bottom and, maybe catch the big one. And it's a really cool way to participate in something like that if you haven't done, a tournament kind of fishing before.
Yep. Super fun. Yep. Plenty of guys fish the bay for it.
Yeah,
in the tournament. So.
Steve, can you come into the one-stop shop, Dana Landing, and sign up there, too, in person?
Yeah, sure. We'll do that.
That'll work, huh? Now, you want to reminisce a little bit about Rancho Leonero?
Oh, I know. I've just been listening to all the stories, and I don't have any different story. I'm guessing I went down there 30 years ago, and I've told you this, Pete. Like, I've been fortunate enough to travel all over the world to some of the coolest spots, fish so many different places. Still to this day, Rancho Leonero is my favorite. When I was younger, I used to never be able to relax, and you have no other choice except to relax down there.
Yeah.
And I would go down there and just be chill. There was nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. You had nothing to worry about, And yeah. Just like you guys have said, it was family. You'd go down there, at least half the people that were staying there, you'd see them every single time, And I was fortunate to have my son be able to grow up, with that old school Baja, I didn't get to grow up that way. Obviously, I discovered it later. But, my son was down there when he was 6 months old. He's 11 now. And he got to grow up there. And I'm so happy and feel fortunate that he was able to do it. And consider you and Jen two of my very good friends, although everyone is friends with John Ireland.
So true. So.
Hey, thanks, Steve. So, well,
yeah.
Well, Ben got the ring game, by the way. If anybody
I didn't want to say that, but I'm very fortunate. We got the ring toss game, and I'm sure everyone, there's thousands, probably tens and tens of thousands of people have played that. So yeah, no, Ben and I in the backyard, we play it often. So
there you go.
You're gonna have to have a party for everybody that played the ring game at your house
and
have
how many thousands.
Well, Pamela's one of the best, sure. But I imagine can Ben beat Pamela now?
No, I don't think so, but yeah. He's getting there.
The record was 78 in a row.
Come on.
78 in a row.
78.
Yeah, one of my partners.
No way.
I did 15 in a row. And but 78 in a row. Yeah, he was on the clock, right? He's like the Russian Olympic team.
That's hilarious.
He had plenty of time on it. And, 78.
So for those,
I did one in a row.
Ring toss game was basically it was a hook and a ring on a string.
Right.
And it was in the bar at Rancho Leonero, and it was not an easy game.
No, it's
you had to practice.
But it's very finite.
Yeah.
Very finite. That's why you can do 78 in a row. If you toss it right, it's going to go in every time. I love that game.
I found that there was a perfect level of Pacifico where you just got in the right zone. You know, completely sober, you overthought it. Too many of them, you were too shaky, but just a couple of cold ones, and you were just right.
And you know, betting, there's a lot of betting that went on with that.
I
venture there's probably $1 million bet. Back and
over
forth.
The years.
No, yeah, these guys can get on there and play for big money.
That's so funny.
It was some fun, huh?
Yeah.
What a place.
It was a very specific noise. You could hear it as you walked into the bar. You could hear that clink, you know?
Yeah, it's a fun one. I missed the whole deal, Steve. I miss you guys down there.
Yeah, that's for cool. Sure. Yeah. And who invented the ring game, John?
You know, it was one of our guests, and he had a resort in British Columbia, a fishing resort, and he had it in his place, and so he brought it, and he actually helped us put it together. And this was, probably had well over 30 years, maybe 35 years. And you're constantly, you know, because everybody's using it, you know, so you have to readjust the string and go through the whole thing. I became a real expert.
I love it.
I'm setting it up.
Well, tell Ben to get ready. I'm coming by to get a couple rounds in, Steve.
I think we got to do it. We got to have a little tournament. I think that's a great idea.
That's a good idea. And, of course, don't forget, speaking of tournaments, Saturday, the 30th of November, the Halibut Tournament, super fun time and great winter fishing. And sign up at Dana Landing or just danalanding.com on the very top of the website. Just click on there, and it's $40. What a deal.
Yep, and then plenty of sides if you want them, but either way, it's just there to have a good time. So.
And you can fish just from a boat or a kayak, right, or a float tube or whatever, right?
Whatever you want.
Anything that floats.
Yeah,
you can fish from the dock if you want, right?
Go rent a Dana Blue Skiff and go win the thing in the bay.
There you go.
There you go.
Are there any
definitely doable
skiffs available that day?
Saturday's usually pretty busy, but I'm sure there are.
If you book now, you might be able to get one. Good
one.
Idea, Ricky.
There you go.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Yeah. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
all right.
Steve.
Bye.
All right. Thanks very much. Hey, I have a great text here, and it's from... it's a long one, but it's from Bob Castro.
Same wavelength today.
Aloha. Nice to see John Ireland. We met a few times around 20 years ago. You were always cool then, and you had openings for a new office manager position. I was living in Buena Vista. So my cousin Bobby Van Warmer drove me over out to meet you and interview for the job, but my Spanish wasn't good enough to properly do the job. I ended up working for Jack Nielsen, Jack Webster, representing Accurate and Baja. But you were so cool. It was always a pleasure, and the ranch was such a beautiful place. Thanks and happy retirement.
Thanks.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, there's like a ton of those, John. Like a ton of those coming
you guys.
Up. Yeah. Let's jump back on the phone.
You got it. There's some very patient callers excited to talk to you. Let's talk to Dave, who's calling us from Anza this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And hey, John, it's so good to hear your voice again. You know, I won that first Let's Talk Hookup tournament down there. I still have the plaque, 1995. And I've been back there so many been back there so many times since, you know, was down there several times with my wife. We celebrated anniversaries down there. Went down with buddies of mine. I took all three of my sons individually down there. A lot of different people, but every trip was a great one. So my best memory down there was that 62-pound Dorado that I caught down there. And I got to tell you, though, John, I sure miss that Saturday night rib dinner that you always had. And, at this point, John, I just hope you have a lot of good grandpa time with those cute grandkids of yours, and I just wish you the best of everything. Thanks for the memories.
Thanks, Dave. You know, Dave's an old-time guest, been one of our original guests coming for years and years. And I much appreciate it, Dave. Thanks. Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. And I am having a great time with the grandkids. And a little more time.
Well, Chris over at the Smokehouse may be trying to replicate the rib dinner at Rancho Llano, but there is no replication.
You know, the girls.
There is nothing like that rib night at Rancho Llano, just because of not just the food, but the scenery, man. The moon rising over the Sea of Cortez, sitting on the balcony. I mean, I have vivid memories in my mind of that moment.
Close your eyes and see it
now. Yeah.
I don't think there's a nicer location in the world than that place. When I first saw it, man, I got goosebumps.
Yeah.
It's such a special spot.
Yeah.
It really, really is. I miss it, you know, but hopefully One Development does a good job with it.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
Great phone call, Dave. Hey, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the Anglers Realtor. Yousef Husseini is on the line, and today that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips with new team members and other great things that stays far ahead of the rest. Fish Pros has more same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check Fisherman'sProcessing.com and be sure to make those reservations today. Good morning, Yousef.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, John. Hope everything's going well.
Good morning, Yousef. Thanks, amigo.
Good morning.
All good.
Good. All right, guys. So Fish Report is looking about the same as last week for all the island fishing. Up north at Santa Cruz Island, there still is tonnage of squid up there. There are sea bass around. There aren't a lot of boats out looking for them right now, so we're just waiting on waiting to hear a little bit more on that. But there are fish there. Santa Monica Bay has slowed down quite a bit. The water rolled, dropped about 5 degrees. Bass fishing slowed down. Rock fishing and sculpin fishing is still great. San Clemente, we still have a really good yellowtail bite on some big yellows. They're biting between 3 a.m. and sunrise over at the caves. Same thing as last week. After daylight, they're gone. They're not biting anymore. That's all on live squid. Tanner Bank and Cortez, we have no reports, basically. As far as we know, the fish are still there and hoping they bite after these storms here. But the wind's been up, so nobody's been out there to check it out. And then tuna. Our tuna, the yellowfin that were up here at 130 miles about a month ago or 3 weeks ago, are now down on the Ranger Bank. 275 miles down. Fishing is still good from what we're hearing, but it is a three-day trip only type deal, a 24 to 30-hour run. And that's it for the report.
It's a long ways down, but some really nice fishing if you can get there. And glad to hear that island fishing has still remained the same.
Squid.
You know, yeah, you were talking about squid and all the island sea bass, halibut, yellowtail potentials in play at some of the islands.
Definitely, yeah. You just got to get away from the big piles of squid to get bit.
Yeah,
there it is.
But they're around.
Good dope, as always, and that's what FishDope.com will do you. And you can save $30 off of a new membership to FishDope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. It's a great way to save a few bucks and get the best info on the water.
Yeah, for sure. And how do we find you, Yousef, for the best in real estate?
You can get me at 619-277-2169 on social media at Cal Realty. Or you can go to my website and get a free home evaluation at SoCalHomeEval.com.
Those home evals, with the way the market is right now, would be very interesting to do, to rerun it. So SoCalHomeEval.com. Thanks, Yousef. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You got it. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, bro. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Norisk Lithium Batteries, they are here in Southern California and designed specifically for marine use. Norisk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norisk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and the charging status by using an app on your phone. Norisk also has a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the very best for your boat with Norisk Lithium. Check check NorrisGlithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Anglers Marine at both their Anaheim and Lakeside locations for your Norris Lithium batteries.
And they're coming out with that new line of Norris. Watch the, they're going to be taking over the lithium world.
That's the thing they killed at ICAST. It was like the big, you know,
they're coming out like right now.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. In fact, Mike Lum is the rep for them, so right. He's been busily getting them out there to the spot.
That's why he's on the Starlink on the whole.
Yeah. Ken in San Diego writes, good morning, great show. Question for John. What has been the best season for low crowds, nice weather, and good fishing in the East Cape? And are there any camping or RV options down there? It has been a while since I've been down there.
You know, Easter or spring is really nice. Around Easter, you know, I enjoy, weather's beautiful down there. Starting about April, May, June are really, really nice months. And it's, if you come in, or if you used to come in April and May, it would normally not as crowded. Fishing's real good. Water's warming up. Water's probably, you know, approaching 80 degrees as you get into June. But it's a good time to come, and not quite as crowded. You know, keep in mind that at the ranch is only 34 rooms, or it was 34. It is 34 rooms.
Still is, right?
Yeah, so far.
Till they tear it down and build houses.
So far. But it's a big piece of property, right? It's lots of acres and all that. So you, even when the hotel's full, it's not crowded. You know, there's plenty of room for everybody. There's plenty of seating, and we have a big dining room and everything. So it never really gets that crowded at the ranch, even when it's 100% full.
Yeah, for sure.
And as far as camping, yeah, there are trailer
parks. Yeah, there's Verdugo's next to Palmas.
Los Barriles, yeah. Which is, you know, Los Barriles is really interesting. You're talking about the pickleball and all that. You know, it's the pickleball capital of the world.
Is it really now?
Yes.
Well, the Van Wormers are building, I don't know, like 40 courts?
40
Come on.
Court.
Yeah.
You should see it. Yeah.
Oh, it's huge.
Don't tell world's greatest fisherman about that.
And you know, for them,
they'll lose
it. Yeah, he might be moving down.
He might.
Well, they're smart for them because it's a winter thing. You know, it's it's interesting.
You don't want to like play pickleball there in summer.
No.
It's too hot.
No, it's not an August activity.
No, it's a great time. This is a great time of the year.
It's a great winter activity, you know, because, you know, the wind blanks out the water and all that. Something to do. And historically, it's interesting that the East Cape and Los Barriles and Buena Vista are full of snowbirds, right? For the winter. And it's a whole different crowd that comes
Totally different crowd that comes in.
So the hotels are real busy when the town's not. And the town's real busy when the hotels are. It's a dichotomy.
Pretty interesting.
But for the Van Wormers, it's an activity that's going to keep their hotel full in the slow months. And
no,
so
the boys are doing a great job.
Oh, yeah.
They've got Eddie's sons, Carlos and Roberto are involved big time and doing a great job.
And Yayo's big.
Yayo's big in politics now. Yeah.
They're quite a family. And they are doing a good job.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have a lot of properties, the Van Wormer kids, too, you know. So they're property developers now, too. And really, truly, that's where the money is, you know.
Yeah.
And but they're doing a good job keeping up the fishing resort and all that. But they're building a couple hotels down in Punta, Colorado. They're putting in condos in Los Barriles right up the hill as you enter into Los Barriles, you know, right across from the shopping center. Mm-hmm. They're building a bunch of condos up there. They're very, very active. They have a lot going on.
That's going on, for sure.
And the area is booming.
It is booming. Yeah.
And it's just not my style.
It's a different world.
Yeah, it's different.
There's traffic on the main street in the winter.
Don't say that.
No, that's a traffic jam.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they did such a poor job running that street.
Was it one street?
Yeah, I guess
it's
when it rains, it becomes
one lake.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, texts, and more with John. You stay tuned at Let's Talk Hookup on the Sports Grid Radio Network and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Don't delay and take advantage during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 6, 2024, eligible new 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards include up to $500 in dealer credit, and new Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include 7 years of coverage protection. 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with 6 years of coverage protection. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 6, 2024. Subject to
change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude new 2.5 to 25 four-stroke outboards and dealer credit up to $500 based on horsepower toward the MSRP value of goods and services purchased at the authorized participating dealer that sold the outboard. At no extra cost to the consumer, new 425 to 450 horsepower is a 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 60-month factory limited warranty. New 30 to 350 horsepower is a 36-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered by Florida dealers is a Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold-forged machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up, and they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cook Up. Having a great time here with John this morning, talking fun, and you just can't help but be flooded with all the great Rancho Leonero memories.
Yeah.
I was just showing John a picture of the first trip I ever did with Dallas was to the ranch, and we went down like on a long weekend, probably shouldn't have, and we just caught like the outskirts of a hurricane. It rained 9 inches that day.
Ooh.
And but there was hardly any wind, and it was 80 some degrees, but it was just pouring rain. And I remember us hanging out in the pool drinking margaritas in a torrential downpour, just laughing and having a good time with the weather, and all the time spent with my dad, my whole family down there. And it's just a
pretty cool.
Special spot.
Yeah,
man,
your
no
dad
doubt
loved,
yeah,
Rancho Leonero.
Oh, it was his favorite place,
yep,
in the whole world.
Loved it down,
yeah,
there,
no doubt.
Sure. Well, hey, let's jump in the phones.
Let's talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hey Bruce, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Question was, are they going to save any structures there?
Ah, that's a good question.
Or are they gonna...
That's a good question. Who knows? You know, of course, I'd push for them. There's a lot of history there, you know, and but I seriously kind of doubt it. I seriously doubt it. They're going to demolish the hotel, yeah. And, yeah, I'm kind of waiting for that. When that starts...
When do you think that's going to happen?
Good question.
Just waiting for
permits. Mañana.
They were supposed to start it last April. And you know, it's just really, really, really tough to do business in Mexico. It's such a bureaucracy. And there's so many hoops to jump through, especially now. It's completely different than when I first started. And so they're just waiting on all the permits. One development group is multi-billion dollar big outfit. For example, in Monterey, they built the soccer stadium.
Wow.
They built the hospital. They built the university.
Wow.
I don't know whether if you've been to Monterey, it's a very urban town. Reminds me kind of San Francisco. But it's got high rises everywhere. Half of the high rises they built or they own,
wow,
they're really substantial.
Big.
So if anybody can get this stuff done, it's them. But it's taken them much more time than they imagined.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is it a water issue, John? I know, because there's
a lot of water issues.
Water's
become,
a big issue.
Water's
right?
become a touchstone. And the biggest problem is Mexico City, right? Mexico City is the center for all politics in Mexico and all laws and everything else. And they're experiencing a huge drought, right? They're out of water there. So that's going to impact their attitude with water everywhere.
Uh-huh.
At the ranch, it's really interesting because our aquifer runs back up into the mountains, and there's no intrusion on it. Nobody's taking water back behind us. None. So our aquifer is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's an underground river that runs right down to the center of the ranch.
Wow.
And that's where we have our well. And it's just been a wonderful
Not a problem.
Water, so never, never.
But doesn't the government own all the water, though?
There's no agrarian rights in Mexico. It's totally different than the United States. You own the surface of the property. So, for example, if someone were to discover gold or oil or something under the ranch, I'd be in trouble. I wouldn't be rich.
Yeah.
Somebody would take it away. Yeah, because you get no agrarian rights. So the government owns all the water. And it's supposed to be water for the people, but now
they're selling water for the people at a cost.
Yeah, they're selling the water rights to rich people in Mexico City. So we're running into that. I tried to buy water rights way back when nobody had it. And the water's for the people. You can't. There's no way you can purchase it. Now it turns out that they've sold all the water rights to people in Mexico City, obviously politically people that are set up. And it's hard. It's hard to get water. And again, well, you know, we have the water. When I first came, I put the water in, I was dealing with Kanawha, the water people, and they were saying, well, if you take too much water, you're taking water from the people, blah, 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 from others. And I tell them, that's impossible, man, because once the water comes by Rancho Leonero, it's out in the sea.
Yeah, exactly.
We're at the end of the line.
End of the line.
And that kind of shuts them up.
Yeah.
But it's true, and it's unfortunate because there is such a plentiful supply of water, and all the permitting and all of the bureaucracy is slowing things up. They're going to get it, but you know, and it's going to cost them more money than it needs to. It's just a different. It's one of the reasons I'm not sticking around.
Yeah,
it's just getting harder and harder.
Harder and harder.
Harder.
You have a great text, huh?
Thought so. It was a fun fishing story. It's from my good buddy Carter. It says, my family was the very first group in during COVID. We had the entire ranch to ourselves and had the most amazing fishing. We had a 9-fish day on roosters at the lighthouse, and every single fish was between 60 and 80 pounds.
Wow.
We caught so many heavy ones, and my dad actually had a hernia when we came back in.
Woo.
Never forget that story, a day of fishing. That's from Carter. Cats.
Good rooster fishing, boy.
Yeah.
Nowhere in the world can you do better with the roosters.
No, it's amazing.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. JNOB writes, good morning, Pete, Rick, and John. What a pleasure to have John on today. When the book comes out, John, I think you need to read it and put it on audio. You have one of the most soothing voices. Agree with him 100% on
that. Thanks,
yeah.
Jim. Yeah. I might do that. You never know. I got time on my hands now.
Yeah,
you
have to do that for sure. A lot of people love audiobooks, so it'll be like that'll be a big seller.
That's a good idea. Thank you, Jim.
This one was another good fun text. Says, good morning, guys. Good morning, John. Now that I hear that you're traveling a bunch, John, what is your bucket list fishing destination? That's from Rob in Seal Beach.
Good question. You know, I really haven't done South America yet. I've been to Panama but I'd like to fish South America. Anywhere where that, I love tuna fishing, right? So I think probably my next fishing trip is going to be for bluefin on the East Coast.
That'd be cool. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I haven't caught a big bluefin yet.
There you go. Better get one. Well, let's jump into the phones, right?
How about Dan from West Covina up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going? It's a pleasure to talk to you, John. And the subject you were talking about just a little while ago about the water rights and everything else, it made me think about it because I just got back from there 2 days ago. We had a great time and got lucky one day with the wahoo fishing and all. And but it got me thinking because we went up one of the canyons to go to the waterfalls. There looked like plenty of water up there, so it looks like that's not the issue as far as availability. But I was just wondering, is water desalinization, you know, on the table in some, you know, on some subjects, I guess, in Cabo? Is it something that's an option for some places?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's an option. When I first went down there, you know, desal was way expensive and not an option. Now it certainly is, and there are a lot of people that are going to it.
Are they?
Yeah. And it's,
but Cabo doesn't have as much water, isn't as water-rich as the East Cape is, right?
We're all on the same aquifer.
Oh, is it?
The Miraflores aquifer.
Oh, no kidding.
So, yeah, they're pulling their water out of Miraflores in that area.
Which
but,
is
yeah,
the same.
But we're on the other side. We're on the East Cape. We've got another run that comes down by us. And for the ranch, there's no intrusion. There's plenty. You're absolutely right. And there's plenty of water down there. And it's unfortunate, but because it's federal and it's Mexico City and all that, water is really a touchstone issue. And I think it's probably around the world, the water is becoming more and more important and scarce, right? But for us, we've got plenty, and it's really unnecessary. And I'm sure that, like I say, I'm sure that one development will get it straightened out and get their permits. But not easy anymore, that's for sure.
Hey, Bob Clark writes, good morning, guys. Great having John on. Brings back so many memories. We remember the early days when John had a quad to quad the Los Barriles to call the radio show. We do remember those days.
Yeah.
Carol and I were scheduled to stay at the hotel through the last day, the day prior to the final day, and the water tank broke, and we had to leave the hotel. We never heard the story about what took place. This has got to be a good Mexican story, right? Curious about what was wrong with the tank and how it all happened.
Well, the tank was old, right? You know, that's a water system I put in. It's gravity fed. It feeds the hotel and the subdivision. And basically what happened was, you know, it's 30 years old. It's 30-some years old. And there was erosion underneath the base of the water tank. So at some stage, you know, and it holds a massive amount of water, you understand. It's got 200,000 gallons, I think, is what it holds at one time. And a lot of weight. And it just kind of, it just settled underneath it because it didn't have the base underneath it. And there was a dead area underneath. So it kind of collapsed. Since then, we've repaired it. And it's ready to go. We're still waiting on water because we're waiting on the permits for one development, and hopefully, so everybody now is getting water trucked into their homes, and into their pilas, their water tanks for the individual homes, and that's going to change. We'll get our water back with one, but. Yeah,
that's the story.
Water is a real
Mexico story.
Yes,
I thought this was another fun one. It says, good morning, guys. Such a pleasure to hear John's voice again on the show. And he says, when the first Let's Talk Hookup book is written, that John needs to be the narrator for the audio version. My question is for John, if you're considering buying property in Baja today, what are a couple of areas that you would have your eye on? That's from Ralph and Menifee.
It's booming down there. You know, it's try to look for it. You know, Cabo, including the East Cape now, everything's getting very expensive. If you're still interested in Cabo itself, the East Cape is the place to go because the prices over on the other side are incredible.
Now, the prices in the East Cape have skyrocketed,
They've skyrocketed as well. Yeah, and you know, Costa Palmas has been a big part of that, but it was inevitable. And I see the parallel between the East Cape and Cabo on the other side. You know, when I first came down to Cabo, there was hardly anyone there. Hardly anyone. I think the population of all Cabo County was 13,000.
Wow.
And now it's 400 and some thousand.
Wow. Give
you an idea of the difference. And the East Cape has just fallen the same way. I mean, I knew it was inevitable. That's actually took longer than I expected.
Yeah.
But it's happening now.
Now it's happening.
Yeah. And it's
Costa Palmas really kind of caused that.
Costa Palmas did. It was inevitable one way or the other. But sooner or later, somebody big was going to come in like that. And they've really changed the landscape. Everything is so much more expensive.
Yeah.
Like I say, we just redid our house, and it costs as much to build down there as it does here, maybe even a little bit more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, hey, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
Got it. How about this time we talk to Jim? He's calling us from Corona this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Oh, thanks. I wanted to let John Ireland know my favorite memory of the East Cape and Rancho Leonardo was the ceviche parties. Well, what happened is everybody would come in around 2:30, and then you'd have your fish cleaned, and then you'd always save a couple of bags, put them in Ziplockers, and take them to the girls at the restaurant, and then they would usually make ceviche. And then after about an hour and a half of it fermenting, everybody would have their table of ceviche. And then you'd say, oh, like one guy would catch triggerfish, or one guy would catch grouper, and one guy would catch like tuna or dorado. And then the same woman made all the ceviche. It was all the same. The only thing different was the fish. So everybody would sample everybody's ceviche, and that was really fun, drinking beer and sampling everybody's ceviche. It was really an open party.
No doubt.
Yeah, lots of ceviche down there, and also lots of sushi, yeah. too. You
yeah.
know, when the yellowfin are biting, nowhere in the world do you have plates of free sushi appetizers,
yeah.
right, with wasabi.
Well, and then also, when you know, people catch a dorado or a pargo or something, and they'd share it among the people,
right.
you know, being a small hotel. And it's like,
everybody shared. Everybody
cool.
got to know everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. It was a very, very intimate environment.
Kind of like Cheers.
Everybody. Yeah,
it
yeah,
was.
Very much.
You made friends
very
there.
Very much
like.
So. But the sushi, just getting back to that real quick, it spoils you down there. Same day fish, you know, it's buttery. Oh, my gosh. And then you go to a sushi bar up here, and, you know, and it tastes, to me, it tastes like cardboard compared to down there. It's so much fresher and better.
Yeah, for sure.
So I miss, that's one of the things I really miss. I love that yellowfin sushi.
I had a fun text that I knew was something important to you, John. It says, as a scuba diver, I want to thank you for protecting Cabo Pulmo and establishing the reserve, or at least doing your part. One part of Baja is still the way that it should be. How much pushback was there during that process? That's from Bob and IB.
Yeah, good. Thanks for asking that. You know, we went to IMAX, and they have a Pulmo special, and the hero of Pulmo is the Castro family. The Castro family's down there now and been down there forever. The reason Bob Van Wormer and I helped found the state park, which is the original park down there, because the Castros were shooting all the fish out of there. And now they're the heroes, and they're saying they're the ones. And I don't care who hears it, but it's the reason Bob Van Wormer and I started was because I would be diving on that, on Pulmo. I used to dive Pulmo years and years when I first went down there, and I would spearfish on it because it wasn't a park at the time, and I would be down on the bottom, and they had bang sticks, right, and you'd see 4-10 shell casings everywhere down there, and they were killing all the fish out of there. So that was the reason that Bob and we spent $5,000 or $10,000, I can't remember what it was, to help start that park. And we got passed up two years later, then the feds took it over and it became a federal park,
and it's protected now.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, they watch it over like a hawk. In fact, it's so heavily protected. It's limited entry now because it's become so popular, a dive spot.
Yeah.
But I got to put a plug in for Pilu, Cabo Pulmo Divers. She is so great. A friend of mine, Steve, turned me on to her. I dive. There's a lot of operations down there now, but if you're going to go down there and dive, and it is a fabulous place to dive, dive with Cabo Pulmo Divers and Pilu. She is fantastic. She always tells me, she goes, you know, I'm not as good as social media. She's older and as some of the younger ones, so our business is not as good as some of the other guys, but trust me, that's the best operation down there.
Jennifer and I have dove all over the world. There's nowhere.
No.
There's
never,
nowhere.
You're not going to see fish like that.
And you know what a lucky guy I am to have been diving it for so long.
Yeah.
I'm sure
I remember you and I dove it many times together.
Right, many,
yeah,
many
with
times.
Mark Rayer and, back in the day.
But I go way back, and, you know, I was in the early 80s I've been diving it, and I'm sure I'm probably the oldest Anglo, anyway.
Yeah,
it's been,
and it's still amazing.
Still, no, it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's such a magical spot.
Is.
And they did a great thing,
protecting it.
Putting
well, good for you
in.
Guys.
Yeah, you know, and that's something that kind of got lost in the mix. But Bob was the one who actually pushed it. I was at my following Bob stage, you know, when we did it.
Yeah.
So he was pushing it hard, but he and I were the first ones that started it.
Good for you guys.
Yep.
Rancho Leonardo for me is in the 80s. San Diego to La Paz, stop at the roadside distributor and pick pick up a few cases of Chicos and a case or two of my Ballenas, if they had them, and roll into room 24 or 25 and let the good times roll. Thanks. Thanks, love John it. Island, for the best vacations imaginable. John C.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
That's a good one. It was,
yeah, they take the Ballenas, the big bottles of Pacifico, right? And wrap them up in a newspaper, right?
Yeah, that's
and
the
And then
Baja
you start
way.
In La Paz and then suck on it the whole way down to the rim. Just about to the rim.
Yeah, about the, that was about the drive time.
Then you head for the bar and go grab another.
Yeah. And speaking of the ranch, before we run out of time, I got to talk about Jack Nielsen.
Because
Jack Nielsen loved the ranch so much. His room, the room 35, I was fortunate enough to stay in his room the last day that I was there for your big party. And Jack just would hold court up there on the patio, right?
Special guy. I miss Jack.
Yeah, so many great rooms. But that ranch held a special place. I mean, and Jack did a lot of stuff, and it was a special place.
I was lucky enough to be able to spend a lot of time with him. He'd come down for two or three weeks at a time and hang out, and I really enjoyed his company. I'm a very good friend.
Yeah,
I miss him a lot.
Good man.
Well said, boys. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas and the new sport fishing calendar. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say, if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost. But not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, San Diego, we want you to start every day with the charge you need. So your San Diego County Ford dealers are giving you this home charger and covering the cost of standard installation. 24/7 live support, the Ford Power Promise. With a brand new 2024 Mustang Mach-E or a 2024 F-150 Lightning, you can have electric vehicle confidence from day one. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out the big winner of the Costa gift certificate and the 2025 sport fishing calendar. John's going to do us the honors, flip that coin. Today we have a caller. Congratulations, Jim in Corona. You have got yourself a brand new pair of Costas, $300 on the Costa website, and that great sport fishing calendar from Bill Varney.
Yeah, and of course that Bill Varney sport fishing calendar now available at either fishthesurf.com or at local tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing, Dana Landing. They all have it. It's a great calendar, and I'll make sure you walk home with one today, John. So
nice.
They're super cool. Yeah, and John Ireland, it's always a pleasure to see you. I wish I could say, hey, how do we book a room at Rancho Llanera right now? But we can't do that because there's no Rancho Llanera anymore. Are they going to keep the name?
No.
The name is gone.
The development's keeping the name.
They are.
Subdivision, yeah.
And so there's still going to be a Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, there will.
Yeah, the development.
It's hard. You know, we're on the Weather Channel on the Apple, where if you go up, if you put El Leonero in, you get the weather at the ranch.
Oh. Is that right?
On your phone, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
It's El Leonero.
El Leonero.
I'm curious, yeah.
Well,
I don't know how long that's going to last with all the name changes and everything.
So. We wish you nothing but the best in your retirement. I know we're going to have a lot of fun times ahead of us.
Yeah.
And
well, I'll come
and
back.
You and Jen, and it's fun having you come back and reminisce about Rancho
Leonero. This is great.
I'll come back again and give it another 6 months a year.
Oh, yeah,
I'll give you guys an update.
Doing a reminisce, but Rancho Leonero, you know, and I will say, East Cape's still a super cool place. Fishing's still
phenomenal. Totally.
We had our 30th annual Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez tournament last month, and it was fantastic.
Right. You know what I got to say? I got to interrupt. Fishing's still really good.
Still really good.
It blows me away.
Yeah.
After all these years, I've watched how many fish are coming out of there, how good the fishing is.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, thanks, John, again, and thank you out there. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board, and of course Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and of course thank you out there, the callers, the texters, and the listeners. You're what make it happen out there for us, and we appreciate you, and of course our great sponsors too. We will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks, will be here. He's got some deals and all kinds of fun stuff to talk about next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Ali Husseini from fishdope.com and BDO Doors, and Yosef Husseini, the Angler's Realtor, will be here. That's next Saturday and Sunday, right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Mightier 1090, YouTube and Facebook Live, and the Sports Grid Radio Network.